Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Patrick Reivel is with us from Moscow this morning to get us up to date on this whole nuclear-powered nuclear missile thing, evacuations, non-evacuations. Patrick, it sounds like chaos, and it is really sort of reminds us of Chernobyl on a smaller scale, or so it feels.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's entirely understandable why people immediately think of Chernobyl when they hear this. And, you know, unfortunately, the Russian government is encouraging that by being so secretive, as they always are in these instances, it seems. And, you know, the problem is it's been 5 days now since this rocket engine, this nuclear-powered rocket engine, exploded up in the far north. And it's only in the past couple of days that we've really started to get much of a clearer picture at all of what happened up there. You know, what we do know is that, and I should say where it is that it's located right up in the far north of Russia, and it's in a closed area. The closest we could get to it is 90 kilometers. And so the latest that we know, according to the government, but thankfully also according to local people up there and also to the activists from the environmentalist group Greenpeace, is that radiation levels are now back to normal, as far as they know, at least not in the immediate vicinity of the blast. But as far as we understand it now, what happened was that there was a spike in radiation levels immediately after the blast. So when this engine exploded during a test, and then after that, the levels eventually, within about an hour and a half, went back down to normal. The problem is now the question is, because the Russians have been so secretive, we don't know the extent of the contamination in the immediate vicinity. So say within, you know, 1 mile, 5 miles, 10 miles, we still don't really know what the extent is there, because in part we don't know what was even in this engine, because they're giving us so few details and so little information.
Patrick, briefly, did the Russian government explain why they were going to evacuate a village near the explosion site and then decided not to?
So this is a very, very murky story. This village is right next to the test range, and so is most likely the place that could have been contaminated in some way. And what initially was really a person from the village told state media that they were going to be evacuated, and they'd been asked to evacuate calmly so that the military could do an operation there. Then one of the local governors said, this is absurd, this is not actually true, we never ordered that. And then the same person who told state media that there was going to be one told them, actually, no, it's been cancelled now. And so, you know, we don't really know what's going on up there, because we have no access and almost no one does, really.
Patrick Reivel in Moscow as we continue to follow, no pun intended, the fallout from this latest nuclear disaster accident in Russia.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.